What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
Will Harley Quinn appear in James Gunn's Suicide Squad after all? We have a first look at the Huntress, and Shazam is just one thunderbolt away today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe.
Wonder Twin powers activate. Form of a snow cone.
Form of blueberries.
No. Okay. No. Oh. No. It's an inanimate object. It's a fruit. It's an animal.
Snow cone. Snow from the sky. From the
yeah,
earth.
Like a snow cone, like an ice. I could become the ice. And then you could, I mean,
but
like
the blueberries are dead. You pulled it from the branch or the ground.
If you could have been the blueberry, I guess if you could have become the blueberries and we could have squeezed you into the juice and poured yourself over the ice that was my snow cone.
Is there blueberry juice?
I mean, yeah, you could make a juice out of anything you can squeeze. Mm-mm. Not typically found, but yeah, blueberry snow cone would be awesome.
Tell that to my cousins. You can squeeze them.
Oh. You could make juice out of them?
I could have said it to anybody. Tell that to my grandma. Like, you said anything you can squeeze.
Oh, right, right. Like, I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Yes.
Right,
got you. It was like that, but that's a better setup for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, we're here talking about DC Movie News. Apologize, we had a little bit of a late start, but that doesn't matter to you if you're listening to this any other time than when we are live, which is...
now.
Right now.
Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Popcorn Talk Network.
My name is Adam Gertler, and I am here with the crown jewel of the DC news world, Roxy Stryer.
That's me, baby. How you been, Adam?
I'm exhausted. I've been in the past 2 weeks to Dallas, Orlando, Maui, Boston, very briefly stopping in L.A.
All for sausage?
No. No, for sausage, for Ninja, for fun, for all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I was working on a great new product for Ninja. Last year, you know, I did the pressure cooker thing, the Ninja Foodie.
Right.
Apparently, that thing is selling so well, it's on back order. And I'm working with them on a new infomercial for a new product, which is really badass. And I got to play and help develop it with a bunch of other chefs and people from Food Network. That kind of just they throw you into a kitchen and they say, here's the thing we're working on, and you mess with it and you say what's wrong with it and what it can do, and it's really fun to be part of the development process of
form
something like
of
that.
Food Ninja.
Yes. I mean, no, you couldn't really form. It was more of like something that would appear at the zoo or a dinosaur.
Form of
like a cockroach, even
Dino Nuggets.
Like if you wanted to get into like a place and spy, you would become like a little creature, you know, and like you could like fly in there. You could be a gnat.
Form of Beetlejuice.
I mean, I don't know. Beetlejuice is a fictional character. I guess you could be that.
Form of Livewire.
Now you're just copying other characters that already exist.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's really her power set.
I think I just had a stroke.
That's more like Rogue or something from the X-Men where you can absorb people's powers. Ugh. Anyway, while we try to figure out the Wonder Twins, was there a show last week or not?
No.
I couldn't remember. There was no show, so we're back for the first time in 2 weeks. That's exciting. So we haven't talked about certain things, right? I mean...
we have a whole rundown.
We have a whole rundown, but I'm like, did we even talk about like Ben Affleck officially saying he wasn't Batman?
Yes, we did.
That was talked about. That
yes,
was more than
was.
2 weeks we've been living in
well,
that
Well, I
world.
Don't think you were here for
I was
our
not.
Last show, but we did do a show. I'm so glad you listened to us when you're gone. It makes me feel so warm
well,
and fuzzy.
Well, you know, part of the reason why I couldn't listen for a while was because we were having some iTunes issues. Which
we're back, baby.
We're back on iTunes. So if you're having problems downloading us, go back to your iTunes subscription and resubscribe. Because sometimes if like it doesn't download, it cancels you.
Back.
We are back.
No, back again.
DC Squad.
Tell a friend.
Movie news.
No, just stop it.
Just stop it?
At tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you said that already.
I know. So I was the last line.
So you should be like, guess who's back?
I did that already, though.
And then to stop. No. You should say, and end, and scene.
And scene.
Okay. As entertaining as I'm sure this is to y'all, you probably want to hear our takes on DC movie news. Because you're looking at the news, and you're thinking, I don't know how I feel about this. I got to see how Roxy, how Mike Kalinowski not present, how Johnny LaQuasto feels about it, maybe even what old AG thinks about it. And that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, but it's kind of wild. I was thinking about it this week. I'm really glad we do this show on Fridays because if you think about some of the news we're going to discuss today, and obviously we'll get to some of this, but something like the Armie Hammer rumors, at one point during this week, if we did a show on Mondays, we would be coming in here talking about
Armie Hammer's Batman. Hammer's Batman.
But now, when you wait till Friday, or if we do the show on Mondays, we're talking about Harley Quinn's not in Suicide Squad. But now we're talking about Harley Quinn probably being in Suicide Squad. So in DC, I still feel like things are always changing, and there still isn't that. And I know Mike Kalinowski would be really upset with me for saying this. That one mouthpiece that is giving us the information, which is why we're getting mixed information all the time as things are flying at us
right
from all different angles.
Yes, it's true. It's true. But the gaps between movies are certainly less than, like, we just had Aquaman, which set the world on fire. And now we're talking about seriously, like, weeks away from the next one. We have both Captain Marvel movies coming out within like a month of each other, which is so crazy.
Pretty wild.
Of all the things like that they should be done at the same time.
I know.
It's really crazy.
I agree.
But I think we should jump in and talk about the fact that Harley Quinn. Now, I find this news really shocking because I wasn't surprised to hear that James Gunn was going to direct the Suicide Squad. Of course, I'm very excited about it. To see what he does with another superhero team. Cause...
Well, it's not, of course. We have very mixed opinions on the panel about James Gunn being a part of it, but I'm glad that you're excited about
I'm excited.
I'm also excited.
I'm excited. I was excited for any kind of sequel to Suicide Squad. I really didn't like the first one.
I really did.
Yeah.
So did my whiskey.
Yeah. That probably helps for sure. I did like Will Smith in the movie. I liked Harley Quinn, but I don't feel like she's essential to the Suicide Squad. And basically, once we started to hear about the Harley Quinn movie that's coming out, the Birds of Prey movie, and like a couple of them, I thought they were going to separate it. So the fact that we're hearing that she is going to be in the movie really does kind of tether it somewhat to the previous film. So now I'm wondering who else is going to appear and in what capacity.
Here is what happened. Earlier this week, Forbes reported that Harley Quinn was not expected to appear in the James Gunn Suicide Squad movie. And then I believe it was on the 2 days after that or something, Forbes reported new information that Harley Quinn is expected to appear. Now, expected to appear does not mean star in, does not mean that the Suicide Squad circles around her. What it means is that she will probably make an appearance. Now, in what capacity, Adam, do you feel like Harley Quinn, a.k.a. Margot Robbie, will be involved? Is this a one-scene, one-hit wonder? Or is this a, I am the head of the Suicide Squad, hear me roar?
I definitely don't think she's the head of the Suicide Squad. I feel like we're going to see her in a small scene, maybe trying to be recruited to be part of this new Suicide Squad, and maybe the person forming this new team decides that she's not a part of it or she doesn't want to be a part of it. I wouldn't expect her to be a major plot point of it.
You mean Amanda Waller decides she doesn't want Harley in it kind of thing?
Yes, or maybe the what's his name? The Rick Flag character. Mm-hmm.
Joel Kinnaman, Jai Courtney, all the people
Joel
there.
Joel Kinnaman, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I definitely don't think you can have the same lineup. So
no, of course not. But I do wonder if we don't have the same lineup, if there is no Will Smith, if there is no Joel Kinnaman or Jai Courtney or Enchantress Dance or anything that we had previously, then what business does Harley really have being there? Or if there is no Joker, which I'm guessing they're not going to have, probably. I don't think that was a fan favorite move.
No.
Then why would she be involved? And so my guess is it's more of a cameo. It's more of an appearance, like a good luck to the rest of you, huh, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Puddin'. You're welcome.
Yeah, I got my own team now or something like that. Yeah.
And they've got vagina.
Well, just like we saw in Aquaman, how they kind of tied it to the previous films with just a little bit of a line there, having that Harley Quinn does keep it in the same world. I definitely think they're going to keep with this idea of like relaunching it though, because it doesn't seem like you bring in James Gunn to just do a more traditional sequel.
Right.
So
I concur, sir.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see. And I mean, obviously this film is believed supposed to go into production later this year.
So we'll definitely have more information on the script and the casting then.
Yes, that should be coming very soon. Also, we're waiting to hear about casting of a new Batman. And I think everything was probably timed very well. Like, we suspected for a long time that Ben Affleck was not going to be involved in the Batman. And, you know, there are always reasons because of studios and lots of money and things why they will announce things when they announce them. And I think that was kind of good timing and a good way to have Ben Affleck do it on the Jimmy Kimmel show. And now we have this period of like a couple of months where the search is on for the next Batman. And I do like that that is kind of becoming like the James Bond thing. Because, like, there should always be a Batman in movies, and it doesn't always have to be the same guy. And it's kind of a bummer that Ben Affleck didn't get his real shot at his real Batman movie. But I think all of us just kind of want to move on and see what's next and what's new.
Yeah.
But within line with that, Zack Snyder, who's not been, who's always been very vocal about everything that's going on.
He's so quiet. He never tries to say in the DC zeitgeist. He's never veroing or tweeting.
Never.
Actually, I don't even know if he does tweet, but he does vero.
I'm glad he's doing a zombie movie for Netflix, and he's not doing that Ayn Rand movie.
Yeah.
That he was going to do. I think this is a good move for his career. And like,
I agree
with that. He will bounce back. Big time.
So what Snyder actually said was he thanked Ben Affleck for being, quote, the best Batman ever, which is interesting. Thank you, my friend, for blessing me with that effing glorious chin and an amazing heart, which is sweet, which is nice.
Yes. I mean, obviously, he's got to give support to his players.
I saw a lot of people running with this, Adam. I'm curious on your thoughts of this. When he says best Batman ever, a lot of people were saying, wow, he's saying that Ben's better. He's a better Batman than every other Batman that's ever been. Did you take this as literal? He is the best Batman ever? Or did you take this as millennial 2019? Oh, my God. Best Batman ever. Like, which way?
I don't think that. I think here's a guy. Zack Snyder is a very visual director, and he wanted what he thinks is cool in making comic book movies is recreating a photorealistic version of some of the best drawings and images that we've seen in comic books. And I think that's what he endeavored to do with Superman, with Batman. And in that regard, that was what he endeavored to do. So he's just basically saying, this is the Batman I wanted to make. And it was still the best Batman, despite what anybody says. So you got to take it with a grain of salt because it's his Batman that he chose. So
no, I'm Batman.
What do you mean?
I'm Batman.
You're Batman.
Yeah.
You're actually Batman.
Yeah.
Are you breaking news?
Yeah.
They're going to go with it.
I told you, the news comes from all over the place. Sometimes it's from
DC
movie news.
That's why it's a good deal that it's Friday. That's why it's Friday. So we just found out. Okay, so there it is. I'm wearing the Batman shirt we just announced.
It is a rather tattered Batman shirt.
I'm in tatters. Yeah, it's an old one.
Shattered. Oh. Yeah, for anybody who's on iTunes right now listening to us, I've never, Adam's in like a very ripped Batman shirt. It is.
It's so ripped that it can't be the only shirt that I'm wearing.
He's wearing an undershirt under the Batman shirt because you might see a little nip. And everybody knows that they don't want to see Batman's nipples anymore. So
Ivan Soto says, David Mazouz is still the best Batman. Okay. Well, that's your opinion, man.
He is pretty good. And by the way, I will talk about this in TV time.
Wait, is he Batman already?
No.
Oh.
But in this episode, again, I'll mention it in TV time. This was the best episode of Gotham ever this week. Wow. It is. The show is amazing. And I'm so bummed that you guys didn't stick with it. we will talk about it more in TV time.
Okay.
My little tease.
I have a quick layman's question about Batman, guys, if I may.
What do you got, Jeff? I feel like in the booth?
With Superman, it seems so important to have a tall, ripped white guy with dark hair.
Uh-huh.
Is that an important thing for Batman as well? Or, like, could we have a black Batman? Could we have a blonde Batman?
We've talked about this on the show previously when we were doing some of our dream casting. I think different people have different answers. For me, it's not important that Batman is white, but you asked a couple of different questions in there. It is important that he is somewhat fit because Batman and all the things he has to do.
Yeah.
And by somewhat, I mean pretty fit. But Batman and Superman have completely different looks. It's more important that they follow, like, that he grew up in that family with the affluence and the loss of the parents.
Right.
Like, the whole storyline. But I don't care what color skin he has. Some characters, it is really relevant to. Like a Black Lightning. It's pretty important that
You can't have a white Black Panther.
Yeah, but for Batman, I don't care what color.
I got to tell you, this is obviously, and thanks for chiming in with a question that in no way is a piece of dynamite. Good job there.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. It's just really easy to answer that question and not offend, like, somebody. I would rather say, if you're going to mix race, I think it's easier to pull it off with Superman because he's an alien. There is something about the rich white background. There's like this, like,
the white
kind of
privilege,
the white privilege and the guilt that sort of comes with that. And they've even changed Thomas Wayne's history in a lot to make him not this perfect person in the video games. And I think even in some of the comics, they've inferred that Thomas Wayne was not squeaky clean. I do think it's important that he's pretty ripped because he's also a freaking ninja as well as being the world's greatest detective.
Imagine if he had quite the gut.
Yeah, that would be kind of odd. But I think with Superman, make him anything. He's a freaking alien, you know? Make him a briefcase and speak in clicks and beeps. He's Kryptonian.
Ryan Peterson in the chat. By the way, as we said before, if you want to join the chat, come to Popcorn Talks YouTube every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Ryan says, I agree 100%, Adam. And then Doom Tribe, I think, referencing what you said as a joke, says, I'm offended.
Good. Good.
I'm Batman.
I'm glad. I don't think casting Roxy Stryer is something I can get excited about. Don't want to say that too much because I've worked with her for about 4 or 5 years. Don't want to offend her. Even as I say this, I'm not making eye contact with Roxy.
I'm Batman.
That would be like Jerry Seinfeld cast as Batman.
What's the deal with Batman and why am I not him?
What's the deal with this Joker? He's not funny.
Where are all the jokes, Joker?
Snyder.
That's not good.
Zack Snyder also, there was also a little memory of, like, Gal Gadot posted the picture of, like, the first day she met Zack Snyder. And when,
yeah,
you know,
this was cute.
And she just said,
she looked amazing.
Yeah. He did. I mean, he takes beautiful pictures. He creates wonderful images.
It was kind of, not a candid, but it was a little more off guard. And I thought it was such a nice message that he was saying, this is when I knew that you were Wonder Woman, like this in this picture, in this moment. And they have a great relationship still, it seems, at least via social media. I was happy that this interaction took place.
Yeah, I think, he basically was saying, I knew you could do it then, and I still believe now. And I'm sure, listen, as wealthy and successful as Zack Snyder is, he's a human being. I gotta think it stings on a personal level that all this that he put into years of his life is being kind of shifted, and they're basically keeping a lot of things that he chose, but carving him out of all future production. So that's got to be a tough pill to swallow. I mean, he made a strong attempt on a take, and it was a take that Warner Brothers did not want to proceed with because it was not met with a lot of great response from the fans and from critics.
Why don't you make eye contact with me the entire show, though?
It's more because I'm taken with your beauty and I get distracted.
Oh, thanks, Adam. Yeah. We haven't been in the same room in a while now.
I know. I forget.
I curled my hair for you.
Oh, I'm actually wearing the same shirt I wore on the plane back from Boston and then slept in and then woke up in and then just put this on top of it.
You didn't tell me if you took my suggestions yet, though.
What were your suggestions?
I sent you a whole Boston novel.
Oh, no. Did I get it?
And you said, thank you so much.
Oh, no. I don't know if I got to any of them.
Oh.
I'll have to check afterwards.
I don't have time on that. All right, keep going.
All right. I went to Neptune again, though. Really good lobster rolls.
So good. Great oysters. The whole deal.
So moving on to the future. We have our first look at Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Huntress. This is a big deal. So let's take a look at that pic. Put dem pic up.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, I really hate when people get all up in arms about early costume shots, stuff that's really early, pictures that are not taken well. Again, that's why Zack Snyder put out his picture of Ben Affleck as Batman in a really well-lit kind of thing because he wanted to be ahead of it. So
Which is smart,
because then you have this kind of thing. Now, I haven't read any comments, so...
Oh, you haven't?
So I would like to know what you think about the Huntress Roxy Stryer, and then what do people think? And then in the chat role... Please. Oh, Lance Orestes? Oh, he says I'm black man. That's a different character. Okay. There he is, Huntress. What do we think?
I think that what I was seeing in the comments were pretty mixed.
Okay.
Perception. I don't have a problem with it at all. Am I writing home about this? Certainly not. But it didn't upset me. What upset me was that this news came out at a similar time to something that really overshadowed it, which I don't want to spend too much time harping on. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. Tease me.
So it's not a fun tease.
No, it didn't sound like it.
Also, in the Birds of Prey movie is, of course, Jussie Smollett's sister.
Oh, I see where you might be going with this.
And so while all this was coming out, she was tweeting about her brother and everything going on and retweeting some things. And there was a lot of DC fans sending her hate that I saw. Or I don't know if they're DC fans, but a lot of people on Twitter or whatnot. And just as a message, I don't know how what she does from here or what her thoughts on it are, but people are different than their siblings. And, you know,
but I guess this invites, again, not to get too into it, but this invites the idea is like, is the sibling lying to her? And that
right,
really, that's a lot of speculation.
We don't know,
there.
But Journey Smollett Bell, obviously playing Black Canary, happened to be in the news more so at this time. So I barely even saw the Huntress, people talking about the Huntress image, because from what at least my timeline was doing, people were when they were talking about Birds of Prey. They weren't talking about this picture. But what do you think of the image? How do you feel?
I mean, I think the image is garbage. I really, really hate it. I don't want to be that guy. Now, I'm just right here. I'm scrolling through images of Huntress through the years. And a lot of the times, this is a very over-sexualized character in the costume design. And I understand that that is not a 2019 mode. And I understand why you would want to have a more... utilitarian sort of approach to the costume and not make it really sexy. Also, the character has a habit of looking very much like Batman, and you already have a Batgirl out there, a Batwoman,
and
a Batman.
I'm Batman.
So I could see losing the cape. There's a lot of versions of the character. Some are similar to this. I mean, the colors are there. I'm a little weirded out because this is not like a period piece. The crimped midriff sort of jacket thing reminds me of very 80s or something.
There's nothing about this picture, like I said, it's something to write home about. Nothing that made, I haven't seen anybody look at this and be like, wow, exactly what I was praying and hoping for. They nailed it, got it right. But I'm just trying not to put too much stock into it. It's fine. It's fine. Westy Kid in the chat says, you're right, Adam. She just looks ordinary. It doesn't look like a costume. That pic could be from any movie.
Yeah.
So
it looks very like Marshall's clearance rack to me.
Yeah. Or like, it's frumpy. It's a weird look.
I get that, Jeff.
Or like someone from Saved by the Bell dressed up as a superhero for their Halloween.
Yeah, I feel that also.
But now listen. Take this out of context, and I think this, as fans, we should be responsible and like reserve our hate for things that really matter and not comic book related stuff. So it's okay to have an opinion. Like, I think that image looks like garbage. I'm judging that image, but I'm fully expecting the movie to be great. I don't know if this is the final costume that she's in. I don't know if maybe this is an outfit that she wears, and then when she becomes quote unquote the Huntress, it evolves.
Right. Vijay in the chat says, just like Shazam, I'll reserve my thoughts till a teaser or trailer.
Yeah.
So let's see how it moves. Let's see.
Exactly. Just looking at the picture, we don't have a ton of news. So this is kind of a big news for us.
Yeah.
But we mentioned before that we're really getting close to Shazam, and I guess people are wondering, is there going to be another full trailer? Because it really was only like the one major trailer, right? And then like a couple of extendeds or a couple of TV spots.
But then there was that teaser trailer that was extended as well that he announced that we saw that we loved. So I don't even know at what point, and Adam, maybe you actually know the answer of this. At what point did we change to every tentpole film having three trailers? When did that become the thing?
You know, I don't know when it became the thing, but it's like with a lot of these marketing things, I think people think, well, if this works, they keep aping that until it doesn't work anymore, and then, you know, they try something else.
So I feel like everybody's been expecting, like, okay, when's one gonna drop, and then what does that mean for when two drops, and then what does that mean when three drops? And they seem to have a different marketing plan, so I don't know how many.
Here's what I'm speculating about here. I know that they went back for some significant reshoots,
right?
So I wonder if like they didn't want to do another trailer because there was a lot more being shot. I don't know if they felt like that they had a second trailer based on what was shot, or maybe they're just, I mean, I don't know. But it makes me wonder, ask the question, like, why wouldn't they? Or maybe that's coming soon. Maybe they didn't want to shoot their wad, so to speak, before Captain Marvel comes out.
I think
you know?
Blow a wad. I don't think you shoot it.
Oh, God. Again, dicey. Got to really dance around that.
But what's shooting a wad? If you're going to say the expression, say it.
Same thing as blowing a wad?
I mean, it depends on the day, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I guess it really does. Yeah, I guess because you blow your wad of cash and you shoot your wad of gum.
That's true, especially if you're about to be on air. You got to shoot that wad.
Yeah, shoot that wad of gum out there. I don't know. I don't know. I do know that I'm excited about this movie. And David Sandberg is...
It's funny because a couple weeks ago, I feel like we had massive Shazam news every single episode. Like there was week after week, Shazam, Shazam. And now it's kind of some people talking a little bit about it. Like I know that are going to talk about Savannah being based on the new 52 version,
right,
which I don't even know if that's really news. I feel like we knew
that. I think the older version of Savannah was a really old kind of like decrepit man, and now this version, he's actually like a physical match for Shazam.
And if you're going with Mark Strong, it makes
it
sense.
totally makes sense. Like what I love about this, it looks like he is Shazam's equal. And pipe up in the chat role if you know more about the origin of Savannah, Dr. Savannah's strength in this. But it seems like that's exciting to me because, yeah, Shazam's all powerful, but he's this kid. He's got that greatest American hero thing where he doesn't really know how to use all of his powers, and you have this more mature person. That's kind of exciting, you know, rather than just two superpowers going head to head. Like, there's a clear advantage to being older, wiser, and having more experience.
Right. He had a couple different quotes here that I'm reading from comicbook.com, and by he, I mean Mark Strong. He said, you see Savannah's costume? It's that. Is that what he thinks is evil incarnate? He's chosen something. A long sort of Nazi-like long leather coat with a fur collar, you know, and a pair of dark sunglasses. Because I suppose as he gets that evil power, this is how he chooses to manifest himself in the way that he looks. It's kind of funny thinking about the character being like, what looks evil? How do I put on something that is evil looking? You know, everybody gets dressed in the morning.
Yeah.
And Savannah was like, long leather with fur hood. Oh, yeah.
I'm really curious to see how serious he plays this character or if there is an element of humor, because we're seeing that there's a lot of humor in the film, and I wonder if the humor comes naturally out of just Billy being a child and putting, like, the big story in a superhero movie, or if there is an element of that, like, bit of eye-winking.
I think that we laugh at him, not with him.
I kind of hope that's the case. I also, just to speak about the marketing, I know this is a much smaller budget. This is at New Line. This is not at Warner Brothers. And part of that is that it was a smaller budget film. I know they put a bunch more money into it for the reshoots. But I think you might also see that in the marketing and, like, being clever about the marketing and really not starting to amp it up until, you know, Captain Marvel's tracking right for this huge opening. Well, and it's going to dominate for a couple of weeks. And then Shazam is coming just, like, a couple of weeks after that.
Just to be clear, though, New Line is Warner Brothers.
Yes, New Line is Warner Brothers, but they set it up so that at New Line for a specific reason.
I just don't want anybody tweeting at you like, Adam.
No.
No.
No, but there is.
New Line is.
There is a difference there. Did you guys also talk about, like, the Superman cameo stuff and all that kind of controversy? Yeah, that's funky stuff, just to think that there is possibly a Henry Cavill cameo that's not going to be used.
Funky
Between
dad.
This and the mustache gate, the poor guy Superman has been dragged through the mud.
Yeah.
Awful. Did you just see the picture of him working out a couple weeks ago? Yeah. He's like double the size of Superman just to be like, F you.
Speaking of casting things, though, did you see that Momoa was cast in Dune?
Yes. Which is awesome.
Unrelated, but he's still our DC
I just listened to the whole Dune book, and it's a great listen on Audible.
Oh, I gotta get that.
Yeah, my only previous experience was the David Lynch movie, which I will rewatch.
I still haven't seen it.
I remember really liking it, but it's weird. So the book is great, and it is a great world to jump into. I'm really excited about that movie. Side note. Moving on, David Sandberg had some comments about going from his comfortable world of smaller budgets to moving on to bigger budgets. And earlier he was like, it's kind of a little less fun because you have all these huge set pieces that basically need to be so mapped out that on the day when you're shooting them, there's not a lot of room for playing and inspirations. Like, you kind of have to do it.
Yeah, it didn't sound to me, it sounded like a challenge to him, but it didn't sound like a complaint. I saw a lot of people being like, stop complaining. He said it's quite a marathon, like it's a lot of work. It's a very different way of working just because you have to do all of these pre-bits and plan everything months in advance. Then when you're shooting it, it's not always as fun as shooting a small movie because you like have to shoot. Like today, we're shooting this little piece and this little piece because this piece is like a unit. This is on blue screen. This is CGI. And it's a lot of things to keep track of. So the shooting is not always fun, but the result is so much more awesome than when you have these kinds of resources.
It is really crazy what happens to a lot of these young directors who show a lot of promise and then are kind of like thrown to the wolves immediately. And like some people rise to the challenge and some people are not quite down for it. And it kind of really damages their careers. His later comments were like, the results are a lot more fun. And no matter what happened, David Sandberg was consistently interacting with people on social media. He seems like a really positive guy.
And speaking of social media and interactions with him, he might be positive, but some people were trolling him about a lot of different things. And I liked that James Wan kind of came out and gave Sandberg some advice. He was talking about when the Aquaman trailer, this is his quote, when Aquaman trailer was held back till Comic-Con, people freaked out. When the movie was pushed from October to December, people laughed. Oh, it's in trouble. DC doesn't know what it's doing, yada, yada. When NPR dropped on our week, Aquaman is getting slaughtered and so on and so on. When the trailer's extended one finally arrived, everyone was like, oh, now you're showing too much. We've seen the whole movie, LOL. David Sandberg, the best thing you can do is ignore all the noise and distraction and focus on your project and do your best. That's all you can do. So this is like from one director to another, wink, wink, nod, nod. I feel you, bro. Like, I feel you. Just keep on focusing. It doesn't matter. And also, Juan can say this now because, P.S., my movie made more money than any other DC movie ever.
Exactly. Yeah, it's coming from a good place, to be sure. And if you're a fan of the Injustice mobile game, I saw that the Zachary Levi version of Shazam is, like, now available to play as a character, or available as of March 1st, I believe. Mm. And it looks exactly like him.
Jeff, what do you got?
I was going to say, it's interesting to me because I've never sensed that this community is one that reacts strongly preemptively. It seems like usually they take their time and make measured decisions about the things that are coming out.
Is that sarcasm from the booth?
Maybe a little.
It's hard to tell.
I was
going to
say, if that's not sarcasm, where have you been?
Wow. Delivered dry as a bone.
A little shady. I'm feeling a little shady today, you guys.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, like, you know, like I said about the Huntress costume, I was like, all right, I don't want to be that guy who's judging and screaming about things, but if I'm judging an image, that's what I think. I'm still really hopeful about Shazam, and I'm hoping that the lack of trailer is a good thing, because I'm also the first guy to complain about too much trailer. Like, I don't want another Avengers trailer. I haven't watched, like, a lot of the Captain Marvel advertising stuff because I'm like, I'm already going. What I want to see, why not see this thing for the first time in a big screen as much as I can? So I hope that the trend is going the opposite way, Roxy, and that people will buy these movies based on, like, one good trailer, a little bit of extending, and don't give everything away. Speaking of Aquaman, he's pimping Girl Scout cookies. Momoa Samoa.
So this adorable girl, she made, I think it was like 34 boxes of Samoas, which are, if you're from where I'm from, called Caramel Delights. And you know, I was a Girl Scout for 13 years.
13 years?
Until I was 18 years old.
Oh, my God.
So I'm very familiar with the Girl Scout
game. Do you still have the costume?
Yeah, of course.
Could you wear it here one day?
Yes, of course. That's awesome. You have to do what you have to do to pimp these cookies out, because what people don't realize when you're not a Girl Scout is that you need to up your numbers or you don't get the prizes.
The competition seems fierce.
It's fierce. So she had to do what she had to do. And by that, I mean she had to print half-naked pictures of Jason Momoa.
Oh,
and
God. I thought you were going to say of herself. And that's...
No, of Jason Momoa, and put them on the box and rename them Momoas instead of Samoas, which is kind of effing amazing.
Because he is a snack.
And she was explaining it, too. And she's like, you know, there's a little bit of caramel in there, a little bit of chocolate going on.
This is making me uncomfortable. I don't know that this is okay.
Momoa on a Samoa. Last I saw, he hadn't responded to all of it. I kind of want to see
I thought
him.
He did.
Oh, really?
I thought he did, but maybe I was wrong.
I don't know.
You don't know if he... well, I know we don't have much time because I was late.
You guys let us know in the chat. Did he respond to his snackness?
We already kind of mentioned Armie Hammer, not Batman. Do you feel strongly about that? Were you excited when you thought for a minute he was going to be Batman?
Robert Pattinson.
You're voting for Robert Pattinson.
Oh, Armie Hammer. I don't know if anybody wants a big role like Batman as much as Armie Hammer does. He has been vying for a role like this for years.
I know.
That being said, to me, he's more of a Superman than he is a Batman. I don't love some of the things that he's tweeted recently. And he just does not get this dark, gritty. He doesn't strike me as Batman. I don't understand how this became a rumor. If they weren't actually in talks, people are saying stay tuned. I'm not completely sure that this is done with. So.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, I think he would look great as Batman. He's an obvious choice. I thought he made comments within the last year that he's not interested in a superhero movie anymore. Like, that's why...
I think it was like, oh, I'm not even in... Not actually, just playing coy.
But you know what? You say Robert Pattinson, and I'm like, that's so weird. It makes me curious. It doesn't make me hate it. I do think he's super talented. He's been making great choices. And, you know, that was like the Christian Bale thing. It's like, it's always that actor that you don't see that hopefully Matt Reeves sees something that we're not all getting. And, like, the obvious choice is not always the best. We don't have a lot of time. Do we want to talk about these release dates and then kind of, like, get into, like, a rapid TV time? Because I got to talk about Doom Patrol.
The release dates, we don't really even need to discuss, because basically what it is that all of our DC shows that are movies that are greenlit officially have release dates. You guys can check them out. They're all over the web right now. Included the animated series, but it's pretty exciting. We've got from now till 2021 a ton of movies. I believe in 2021 we even have 3 in the summertime or something crazy.
Okay, because right now it looked like there is a gap between this Wonder Woman sequel in 20 and then June Batman movie, but I didn't know about anything else.
But we have at least 2 movies every year, which remember we did this show.
Yeah.
We did this show for 18 months with not one movie.
Oh yeah.
So that to me is a ton of movies.
Well, I think we have to get to that time when we talk about the thing that Roxy Stryer lives and dies for. Thank you.
I didn't die for it yet. It's very morbid.
You would die for it.
She lives for and would maybe die for it.
She would, yeah.
Possibly would
die for it. If it meant TV time going on. TV
time. All right. Here's the deal.
Oh, boy.
There's tons of TV happening right now, but there's tons not. I've been pretty bummed that my CW shows haven't been on. Supergirl was on this week, but won't be on next week. And there'll be no Flash, no Arrow, no Legends, no Black Lightning, and no Supes next week. Which means that this is the perfect time to get the DC app if you are not already there, because holy crap, Doom Patrol coming in with that 1-2 punch. I'm obsessed with it. I've seen the first two episodes. Adam, I think you've seen just the pilot.
I watched it today. Yeah, I watched it today. I was bowled over.
It's so good.
The production quality is a noticeable leap up from Titans, and I don't know if that's just a budget thing.
I think it's just strictly a budget thing.
And I'm a big fan of Titans, but Titans kind of bridged the gap between CW and where we're headed, and this was more like Netflix original in terms of just like budget quality on the higher end of things.
Yes, except even better than Netflix quality if you compare this to Umbrella Academy.
Right, which I'm watching now too. Which
but I think this quality is better than that quality.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, some of the effects in this were great. The casting was great. Like, I mean,
it's perfect.
Props to Robot Man. What a great story. I mean, I'm still like just full of glee from this. Like, I gotta say, I know you're not gonna like this, but I don't know that I'm gonna be watching the CW shows next year because I have enough. I'm moving on.
Are you trying to break my heart?
I'm not trying to break your heart. It's just I find those shows are a struggle to get through, and I want them to go somewhere. And these short seasons, 10, 12 episodes, something's always happening. Adult. There was boobies in the pilot of Doom Patrol. Boobies, ladies and gentlemen. Both male and female boobies.
And some butt.
And butts.
Boobs and butt.
And ass was a big plot point. yeah, sorry. I said it.
Yeah, you did.
I'm very happy with the direction of the DC app. I can't wait for Swamp Thing and Stargirl. I mean, like, I'm freaking out.
Every week that we discuss Swamp Thing casting or Swamp Thing news and you're not here, my heart breaks a little bit for you because I know how excited you are about it. I love Doom Patrol. I think it's definitely the best show that's been on the app so far. I'm all about it, and I am so invested in these characters, the performers. I think Chief was a massive step up from the backdoor pilot that we saw, because obviously Timothy Dalton is just bae.
He was so good in Penny Dreadful.
He was so good in Penny Dreadful. Wait, I didn't even know that Penny Dreadful was getting a reboot.
It is?
All of a sudden, THR emailed me a casting today.
Oh my God.
That somebody was cast in the Penny Dreadful
reboot?
I was so confused.
Interesting.
I was very, very confused, but that's, you guys let me know in the chat or afterwards in the comments if I'm making ish up or if that happened in my dreams or that really happened, because now I'm questioning myself. So that was an amazing, amazing first two episodes for them. We also had an awesome episode of Gotham. Like I said, I think the best one of the show yet.
I'll catch up next week. We'll talk Gotham for sure.
Yeah, but we get huge Joker stuff going on, Batman Joker stuff or Bruce Joker stuff that starts to explain the origin of Batman. Really good stuff. Like, holy crap, good. You mentioned Stargirl before.
Yeah, a couple of big casting.
Yeah,
so more big name casting.
I'm surprised you're excited about this show, though. I haven't heard you talk about it at all because you're so focused on Swamp Thing.
I mean, I'm excited about this show just by virtue of the fact that, like, between the first two shows, I mean, the quality is great. It's just like that brand loyalty thing. It's like, I'm not expecting this to be like, I know what I'm getting with the CW thing, and it's just like, I'm just full already. I've had enough of this meal. I want a different flavor. You know, it's like I'm eating pizza every day, and it's like eventually you're going to get sick even of pizza. And now I've got something that's like akin to like a nice spicy Thai curry, and I want to go down that rabbit hole and see what else they have because I like this restaurant a lot.
Let me tell you what else they have. Some of that casting includes Amy Smart, who was just recruited to play Courtney's mother.
Hot mommy.
And Stargirl. Hot mama, yeah. And somebody else who I was unfamiliar with, Cameron Gelman. Do you know Cameron Gelman? It's an undisclosed DC character Cameron Gelman's playing. And Cameron Gelman's best known for appearing in TV adaptations of Let the Right One In and Heathers. So not somebody that I'm familiar with his work, but maybe you guys are at home. And then also, we got some Batwoman casting.
This is an interesting one.
Why do you say that?
Well, I just every time I see this guy's name, all I can think is Scott? Yeah, all I can think is you were almost Wolverine, bro. You were in Mission Impossible 2, and that's why you weren't Wolverine. And now he's in the TV version of Batwoman. I mean,
Kate's father.
As Kate's father. Look, I am going to watch that show just because I said
Colonel
I'm sick.
Jacob Kane.
I hope it's great. I also tend to find that with the CW shows, like, a lot of times the first two seasons are great, and then they kind of peter off for me. So I am excited about that. I'm probably more excited to see Nightwing than Batwoman. But I gotta say, you know, it's to each their own.
I feel actually the same way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come on. That Nightwing's bae, huh?
Yeah.
That Robin is bae? Is he a snack?
But I said bae before. I don't know if we use bae anymore. Now, is bae on the table still?
I think so. I think if you're Batman, you could be bae.
That's pretty much our... I didn't mention... I did watch Supergirl. It was fine. This week was fine. Supergirl was fine. That show is... It needs a facelift. Slight facelift. Because what's going on with Red Daughter? Is she actually there? What's happening? Do you guys even watch anymore? Or is anybody caring? Because I love Supergirl. It's still my favorite CW show. But it needs a facelift.
Wow. And that's your favorite show. So...
In general, not currently.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was it. That was a, relatively quick one. We have to wrap up. Once again, for Johnny LaQuasto, find him at Jay Quasto. Mike Kalinowski, you can find at Mike Kalinowski. I'm Adam Gertler. Find me at Adam Gertler on social medias. Talk food, movies, comic books, all that thing. Look out for... what's that thing? FX Movie Download.
What's
and,
that thing?
And Ninja Pressure Cookers, Ninja Foodies, and of course, Roxy.
I'm everywhere at Roxy Stryer. You can find me on Collider Live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Also on Screen Junkies on Friday, The Tomorrow Show Wednesday nights, and of course, here for DC Movie News every single Thursday, 1 p.m. Pacific.
We'll see you next time.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.